girl, let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, it's a shot. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand and come with me.
The music's to the right frequency.
It's time for a little intimacy, yeah.
DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood.
No other podcast
made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up with my
R&B
babe.
Life.
To
yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We back.
We back. Bitches.
Did you cuss? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well. Let me introduce to the one that cuss. Welcome back. This is your man Kiefer. R&B Live. Man, this is a great episode. We got a fabulous artist, and you guys about to get deep up in this. But yes. But I got Tashaw. What's up, Tashaw?
What's up,
Keith? How you doing, girl?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed and happy.
You blessed.
Sad. I got a lot of emotions going on.
You got a lot of things
yes,
going on right
a
now.
Lot.
You know. But you know, we
but
got
I'm good.
You good? Man, I am excited because this young lady has been a part of this show since the infinite. Infinite? Yeah.
Infinite?
Yeah. And she's probably one of the most polished artists that I've met. And I'm keeping it 100. And you know, we have the one and only Miss Dimples Music.
Yay. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be here, darling. Thank you, thank you. No pictures.
So welcome back.
Welcome back, girl.
Our Saggy.
Dang. Come on for the
Sagittarius. Yes.
One time for the Sagittarius.
One time Sagittarius. For the
Sagittarius. All three of us.
Oh my
all
goodness.
Three.
Sagittarius.
Gotta shout out the Scorpios one time. Just gotta slide that in there one time.
All right, well, you know, we got our guy DJ Lawless in the building. You know, he's still taking. You know, he's Mr. Good Vibe is not here, so you know, so you kind of like you know filled
the good vibe.
You know, you filled it in for us, man. We appreciate
you.
We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
So you know,
always love.
But you know, it's not about us. Not about us.
Not at all.
She's streaming live right now on her IG page. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not about us. It's about her. She has this anticipated EP.
Yes.
We've been waiting a long time. I've been waiting a long time since Mood Swings. I've been waiting a long time since Mood Swings. By far one of the best EP albums I've ever had in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been hitting her up on IG. When you coming out? Come on now. When's the next
Let's
one?
Do
when
it.
The next one? When the next one? When the next one? So you know, so we
and
had
she kept her promise.
Yeah, she said she's gonna drop it here first.
I did.
Yes, we got an exclusive for you guys.
Yeah, so you guys, we're gonna be diving deep into these songs and you know the inspiration behind each of them, each track, and you know and. All the goodies. Tell us about this project real quick before we go any further.
First thing I want to say is thank you for having me again.
Again.
Absolutely. Again.
I told
thank
you this is
so
your
much.
Home.
Thank you so much. So if I ever need a place to stay, I know that I can come here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'll feed you too.
What was the question? I forgot. You know how we do. We doing too much.
What's the inspiration behind your project? The name?
Ooh.
And
the inspiration behind the project is the song Love in Sin City.
I love that title.
When we talk about Vegas, right? We always talk about pimping, hoeing, gambling, clubbing. We never talk about people who come here to like fall in love. Like people who go to Dre's, get drunk,
there you go.
Link up, get married.
Right in the dragon.
Have a baby. Stay in love.
Wow.
Get a house.
I fucking love that.
Yes. We never talk about that.
I love that. Yeah.
People come from everywhere to get married. And we never talk about like the positive stuff.
That's very true.
So I was like, oh my God, we should make a song about love.
I love it.
Thanks.
What?
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
I've never heard someone that wanted to really, you know, give another aspect of Vegas, because Vegas is not all about what you just mentioned.
Yeah, we've heard all that already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you gave, and you have to understand, Vegas is growing rapidly as we speak.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of motherfuckers coming into the city.
Messing up the track.
The traffic.
If we ever do a political campaign, I'm on the board committee. Yeah. Stop. Put a cap on it. We is full. We is tired. we is done.
I just came from Atlanta. I do not want to be another Atlanta.
We are full.
Man, this place is full.
It's getting there.
Yeah. But that is wonderful, Dimples, that you're bringing a different concept of the city. You know, I've always told you that you are Vegas. You know what I'm saying? So this project is going to represent that well. So I'm excited just to hear all the tracks on this song.
Now, don't get too excited, because as we go down the line, it does get a little like, you know, it's a Sin City Diaries. It's like a story. It's like the phases of.
Okay.
Is how I tried to set it up.
We're going on a journey.
Okay.
We're going on a journey. Yes.
I like that.
Okay. So our first, I guess the first song is
Love in Sin City.
Love in Sin City.
Produced by King Gaz, executive produced by Gifted, written by myself, my cousin, Sauce, all the things. I hope y'all like it. Because I'm burning up inside.
We're gonna love it.
This is the first time. Oh my God.
Oh wow. I can't believe
I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
We're gonna definitely drink to that too in a minute. Alright, here we go. Sin City.
Love in Sin City.
Love in Sin City. Here we go.
Love in Sin City.
R&B Live. Here we go.
Can they hear it?
You wanna be in love, just admit it, babe. Don't think about your past, I know it drive you crazy. You've been all alone for a minute now. I'ma pull up on you, baby, if you say it down. If you're here in my city, if you're here in my city. Oh, I'll just check and see if you down. Money on the table and I'm betting on you. I don't really care what the mother girls do. They ain't me. Can't be never, never. Ooh, loving everything that you do, and I can't wait to be next to you. Ooh, we gon' fall, we gon' fall.
Oh,
Wow.
What a banger.
That's a banger. We're getting clapped on that one.
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Okay.
Love that song.
I'm loving it.
I want to get it. I want to bump it. Yes.
Your vocal. I heard something different from you.
I'm trying to that not vocal, do what that, I've already
that,
done.
That vocal said that. I heard that. Okay. I heard that.
Got your ears to the streets.
Yeah. So what's behind this song? I know you gave us a synopsis of the mm-hmm. LP of the EP, mm-hmm. but behind this particular track, what was the process, the thought process of writing it?
The process. I talked to my cousin Solly, which I always do. And I sent him the first verse and I was like, I want to do something like, I always got to have like a radio poppy something every time.
Okay.
This is that. And so I sent him the first verse. He was like, you know, it'd be dope if you like add some Vegas elements to it. Mm. So if you listen to the second verse, it says jackpot, mm-hmm. royal flush, lottery,
okay. yep.
cards in my hand, don't mm. fold on me.
Mm.
I said,
yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll gamble. So.
It's what you heard.
That's as close as I'm gonna get to it.
Yeah, it's what you heard.
In the first verse is like money on the table. Like that's, you know, gambling.
Right.
We gamble with our hearts, we gamble with our minds, we do all the things.
Absolutely.
So I was like, okay, yeah.
I love it. Wow, great.
Drink to that.
Yeah.
Let me drink some water.
Cheers.
I like that.
Love and sincerity.
Well, we DJ Lottis, you know, Lottis.
People get this.
It's dropping at midnight.
Midnight, oh. You guys.
Oh yeah.
It's a birthday. So, because my birthday is tomorrow. Yeah. I was like, you know what?
So
as a gift, if y'all could just like download it and stream it for the birthday, that'll
easy.
Be cute.
Easy.
R&B live audience.
I already bought it because you know.
I mean,
you know, I get
that's
first.
That's who
first.
You are.
Yeah.
It's gonna be on all platforms: Tidal, Spotify, YouTube, all the things. Nothing changed.
Right, and the name of the project, the actual EP is Love Sin City.
Sin City Diaries.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Now, this producer is the producer on this track. Is mm-hmm. someone you worked with before?
Yes, he did Mood Swings EP.
Okay,
yeah,
nice
for that track.
Gas,
y'all.
Yes, yes. We got to get him on the show.
We definitely do.
Because
and his wife.
Okay.
His wife writes, sings, produces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
She's an engineer. She do all the shit.
Okay. Damn. Yeah. We got to bring. Yes. I did reach out to him, so I haven't gave. I should give him some dates. So, but
yeah.
You put a plug in his ear.
So,
yeah, because we would love to have him because he's probably is the hottest, you know, producer out here, or you know.
Yeah, I like him. We have a good chemistry.
Yeah, well, you're doing it right. I told you, keep it right.
Matter
That's
of fact,
important.
Fun fact, his wife is on the backgrounds of Fairy Tales.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
Okay. So what's track number two?
So track number two is What Did I Do? So we fell in love, right?
Yes.
We fell in love.
I found my boo.
It's new, it's fresh, it's giving cute. Mm-hmm. Yay. So now we're not really everybody's favorite part. Yes. We're not really having an issue, but we're not really seeing eye to eye either. So it's kind of like, okay, what did I do? Like, what did I do to make, why is there a shift? Like, what's going on? The Sagittarius mind just be wanting to know.
Yes. Don't keep me in the dark.
What are we doing?
I think that's everybody, though. Like,
it's enhanced with us.
It hits hard with us.
It's a toxic trait, probably. Because then you ask me something, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
I'm a work in progress.
We all are.
Absolutely.
But What Did I Do is produced by Sauce. I'm just lucky to be able to work with him. Let me just say that. I told y'all last time.
Yes.
He lived in LA. He's worked with so many people. He's very quiet, very humble. We did like a whole video in the studio, like talking about the process. That man didn't say a word. He was on that keyboard.
Really?
He was on them boards. Like, you want to be on camera? He was like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the game for so long. He's probably going to kill me for saying this, but he's a part of the group Something for the People.
Wow.
And the man is a legend in my mind.
Wow.
He's worked with Brandy, Ariana, Justin Bieber, all the people, like anybody you can think of. He's a fucking genius. And I'm just lucky to be able to say that I work with him. that he invited me. He's a, and he is Sagittarius. Hello.
Hello, Sag. Sag, come on now, Sag. Let's go.
Y'all thick, man. Y'all
we thick in these streets.
We thick in these streets. Streets.
Now, I'll be honest. One of my best friends is a Sagittarius. I just got to hate a little bit.
We already know.
Disclaimer, I know nothing about astrology. All I know.
I don't know anything about
it. I don't know a thing about it.
Me either. I don't know anything about it. This one. Yes. This one.
We'll talk later. For sure. But yes, he produced it. Went to his house, had a great old time. My cousin, Solly, we all wrote it together. And okay. This is what came out. We wanted to try some different sounds. If you listen to the track, so we're listening to Something for the People in a song by Aaliyah. And the drum pattern, and what I forget what song it was. I got to figure that out. I text him and said, hey, we're having a conversation right now about this particular song sounding like Something for the People, which again, that's the group he's from. Mm-hmm. This song was actually slower. We went and changed the beat to kind of like give it a 90s feel. So if you listen to the drums, it's very much like, what's the song, the popular song they had? Boy, you never find another love as good. That. Yeah. And if you listen to the drums, you listen to these drums, you the same man that did them drums did my drums. So...
Wow. No, that's dope. I can't
wait. I'm real excited. I got to listen to it just a little bit. I was like, let me stop.
So, yeah.
Yes, it's nice. Right.
So, yeah, I'm done talking. Oh, my God.
Okay, so
let me blow up in flames again.
No. All
right, I'm ready.
Go ahead and do the introduction real quick, and then we'll listen to it.
Who's doing it? I'm doing it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
This is your track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to R&B Live. You're going to listen to the second track of Sin City Diaries called What Did I Do? Because I know I didn't do nothing, but still, what did I do?
Facts! Here we go.
Used to scream my name from mountaintops. Stay out late and damn it, don't stop. Tell me things like how I'm beautiful. That's the shit I don't hear no more. Just ignore me and really hurt. Got my feelings on life support. Tell me how could this be happening? You took my heart and just abandoned it, and that was damaging. Tell me, why do you choose words that's so cliche when your actions don't convey?
Didn't do a thing.
Wow. Yes. Can we get some more claps for this one?
She getting the claps.
Man.
Oh.
I really, 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 really
But I didn't do anything. So whatever you said I did, it's gonna be a lie. Period.
I know what you did. You snapped on that.
I did.
Sure. You did. You did.
You know what's funny? I asked them to add snaps in the song. I was like, can I get some snaps? But yes.
You definitely.
We tried to take it back. I wanted it to feel like
it had
to, like, not, how can I say this? I wanted it to feel like something you've heard before that's new, but I don't know how to really explain it.
And it gives me that feeling.
No. I don't really know how to explain it.
Something new, but
it's familiar, but refreshing.
Exactly.
That's what I was trying to go for.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, that, and of course, you know, all the music nowadays, especially the soul trap, it has that deep 808. So you give us that feeling that really gives the song a lot of warmth to it. But that ride.
And we wanted to bring back some bridginess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, people don't do bridges anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't do them anymore. And I think it's because the attention span of the humans that are walking the earth nowadays are not even trying to hear. Like, songs are a minute, 12 seconds, 2 minutes, 25 seconds. So I was like, can we like slide a little razzle dazzle in there? Like, meow. So you don't really know it's a bridge, but it is, but it ain't, but it is.
Right.
But it ain't,
right.
But it is.
Right. No. You gotta fake these motherfuckers.
Without making it a 4 minute song.
No, it was great.
Right.
Thank you.
Great. Yeah, because you put it in, you got it in there. You got it in
slid
there.
It in.
Yeah,
it in.
Yeah, I love it. 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 And you know, just by you changing the tone of it a little bit at the end, it was like, you know, I love it.
Yeah,
that's, thank you guys. Oh my gosh.
And we're not being yes ma'am.
Please don't, because the girl can't deal with the yes ma'am.
We gotta tell you the truth.
I can't.
You know,
not really, because I can't grow if you were like, oh yeah, that shit tight, and if you like, damn, that shit is flat. Like,
why am I no, I want to download both of them now.
Nice.
Not panned correctly. Like,
is anybody in the chat room feeling this, man? Look,
yes.
Yeah, oh, wait,
give us some hearts.
Put some hearts.
Put some hearts if you're feeling these songs.
Wait, where are the people?
Yeah,
where
go. Switch the camera, Jay, just so you can see the chat room. There you go, right there. Okay, ain't nobody in there yet. Okay, all right. We got
so one. Okay. Dimples, cool. I have a question. You mentioned that with the attention span.
Yes.
Do you feel like you need to conform to that to change your music to like 2 minutes, or is that something like your producers are, you know, giving you advice on? Where are you with that?
I feel like it was a feeling. Mm-hmm. It was a feeling, because if you go back, Dope Shit was literally a minute and 25 seconds. It was my very first song, and I wanted people to be like, but what else you got?
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's kind of like, okay, I feel like R&B, not to say that it left, but I feel like the structure of it is starting to like creep back in.
Like it used to be.
Yeah, starting to slowly. And I want to be already on the curve.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, because even like Lucky Day is starting to put that, you know, him, you know.
Yeah.
The last song he got, man, produced by, you know, by the little short guy. What's his name?
Bruno.
You know.
Not the little short guy.
I said the short
guy. He didn't mean that.
I'm sorry, Bruno.
Not at all.
No, I'm short.
But
too.
Like, I wanted it to feel like, but back in the day, I hate to keep going back in the day, but like, the bridge is what you waited for. Like, the bridge is the part you knew in the club. Like, you know what I mean?
And that's what we used to sing.
Yeah, yes. That's the part that if you don't know nothing else, you know that bridge.
Right. And that's all I know sometimes.
Sometimes I make my own lyrics to the bridge.
Yeah, I make my own
playing them.
I make my own lyrics, but I get the bridge down.
Yeah.
I always get the bridge right.
Yes.
Exactly.
So. Well,
that's the fun part.
Yeah, it is the fun part.
I'm glad that there's an artist out there that's thinking about that and, you know, bringing it to your music.
Well, you know, Dimples is really just putting the artistry back into the art of music.
I'm definitely doing,
you know, and you're going against the grain, you know,
yeah.
So, but it's a matter of time before we see you at, we see you on, you know, Soul Train.
Okay. All right, I'll take it.
Picking up that Alabis Award, you know what I'm saying? Best new artist. So, you know, so what's next? What's next on the on this EP?
So what's next is No Problems. So after I asked you, We Fell in Love, I've asked you, What Did I Do? Now I'm letting you know what, I don't want no problems with you, but if you want to get down with the get down, I'm gonna call my people up over here. We can get down with the get down.
Okay.
So I'm just like, I don't want no problem. So like, let's go our separate ways and let's be amicable.
Amicable, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
That.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want no problem. yeah, that part. So it's kind of just like, I don't want no problems. Like, let's just let it dissolve out. We ain't got to be enemies. And
it's not as that.
But if you want to go there, we can.
That's what I was about to say. I know you say you from the north side. And hey. I know the north side don't play.
I mean, my whole family, we from all over Vegas, northwest, you name it. But
okay.
You know, we're really good people, but just don't mess with us. Like, I don't want no problems.
And let me just say this straight up right now, publicly. Vegas got some talent out here. I'm talking about local, born and raised talent.
We definitely do.
So y'all stop. Yeah. It took me a minute. I'll be honest. I said, ain't shit out here. No.
That's
I did.
Right,
I did say that. Because I came from L.A. Gotcha. So I was jaded and bougie. Yeah. I was jaded and bougie. Okay. Still bougie, but not jaded no more.
At least you were open to learning.
I was very open.
Yes.
But this young lady is the first artist I've heard, and I was like, okay.
Really? Wow. How did you find? Okay. So yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get to that.
So we about to go off track again.
Again. So so this track is called
No Problems. Again, produced by Sauce, written by Sauce myself, Solly. Again, we're playing with sounds. We're doing all the things. It sounds like nothing I've done before. Enjoy.
Here we go.
Looks so damn good on the surface. Feel like them layers are worthless. I was blind, couldn't see. Gave my trust, so in love. Look down the road to the future. Now we know you know us. Time machine, take it back. Waste your time, what a laugh. Your time is up, you gotta go. Took all I could, can't take no more. Can't get it back, not like before. Take all your lies about my toe. No problems for you.
I'm just saying. Wow. Yes. Wow.
But
I'm enjoying this
another
project.
Another banger. Thank
you. Yes. Really and with you being a DJ, that means
no. I will definitely play this.
We need to link up.
Yes, I will be definitely getting the downloads.
Do the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is fire. So far, 3 for 3 for me.
Three for three.
And one thing I could be mad. I don't like 4. Give me 5.
I know. See, I was pushing for 6.
I'll take 6 too.
It took so long. There's a lot of things happening in the background. I was like, I gotta drop something. So I was like, fuck it. My birthday coming. 4 songs. Here we go. Boom. Shakalaka.
There you go.
So that means we're gonna get more.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
I love it, Dimples. You are definitely on the needle.
She doing her thing.
I'm trying. Yeah, she's doing so much.
You know, I would like to see what the chat room is, you know, chopping up right now. But you know,
I don't know what they saying on my Instagram.
Are y'all giving her hearts?
Yeah. So
if you're messing bangers. With the EP, ooh, what can we put? Like, give us the slot machine symbol.
Yes.
The 777.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. Slot machine. Yes. But is that? I thought that was on TikTok.
That's Instagram.
Instagram does that too.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can put slot machines. Bow, bow, bow.
Okay, we got somebody here.
Don't, I'm coming to your house because I know where y'all live at.
Facts.
You don't want no problems.
No problems. So, all right, I'm streaming live too. I'm actually R&B live just streaming right now. So we got the fabulous Dimples. We're premiering her EP.
Yes, premiere.
So we are very excited. I'm telling you right now, and you know, normally Dimples love to sing, but her voice is kind of like, she wants to make sure that it's going to be right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's winter time, so people are going through some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just came over.
I can't wait to come back.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you back. You're going to have to perform one of these tracks, one of these songs on here.
I mean, or all of them.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. You know. Hey, we about to get a studio, so.
Hey, okay.
There you go.
So you bound to get a studio. I like
with
that.
With no x-ray.
Yeah.
With no x-ray machine.
No. Hilarious.
Young Al Bundy with my cheese grater earring.
Hilarious. For those that don't know, off air, one of her people's in her comments talking about, you got everything but an x-ray machine.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Okay. It's on the way though, right?
Is it? You gotta, because I need to see through what the hell's going on.
Nah, but let's get back to how I found you.
Okay.
On you know, so like I said, I'm always into music, but I'm huge under the radar. People, you know, independent. Mm-hmm. I've always been an independent guy. So I was scrolling, and I heard that dope shit. Mm. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Oops.
You know what I'm saying? Like who the F is this? Wait, here you go. Who the F is that?
He's late.
That little late. But anyway, so I started diving. I said, oh wow, this young lady has got it. So what's going on?
Okay.
And I think for about a year or two before I was just hitting, you know, hey, I'm about to get this podcast jumping, whatnot, and she finally came on, and you know, it's been magic ever since. So you're on our wall, of course, you know what I'm saying? So
twice.
You know,
on
yeah,
AAS.
yeah so we love it. So yeah, we're cool. A big supporter of Dimples, you know, cool, Dimples cool. Music, because she is the real deal. Holyfield,
thank you for having me again.
Let's get into the final song. Okay. Of the EP. Let's get into it.
Okay. So this one is called No Good. So we fell in love. We asked, what did I do? Because it shit got a little rocky. Mm-hmm. And then I told you I didn't want any problems. But now I'm just like, you know what? You're not good enough for me. Period. The end. This is a wrap.
Damn.
This is the diary. This is what girls write in the diary. It's fun and it's flowers and then it's hell. Oof. For us, sometimes.
And you verbatim write this.
Yes.
Wow.
So the way that this song starts is with the shit off top. We didn't wait to get to the second verse. As soon as the first line comes on, my dad even was like, where is that song? Were you talking about You Got Me Fucked Up? And I said, oh God. He'd been waiting for that one to drop. Oh. So he said, what are You Got Me Fucked Up song here? When you dropping that? I said, I'm going to drop it soon. But it's really just like when you get into it with somebody, a woman, let's just say this. Kiefer has gotten into it with somebody. mm-hmm. his girlfriend, wife, whoever. Now he's bringing flowers because he messed up. Mm. Those flowers are now reminders that you've messed up. You're supposed to give flowers on a good day, just because, not only when you mess up. So the roses are now reminding me that you've done something.
I love it.
Damn, that's some game a lot of guys need to learn.
So you can cash at me at Dimples Music for the game.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Yes. My birthday is tomorrow.
Rich girl.
I don't want no Usher bucks. But so as soon as this song, Sauce sent me the beat, and I was like, okay, I want to talk some shit this time. And so I did. And I started it out with that one line, and my pen just didn't stop. It kept going and going and going and going. And it's like sometimes we're so into it, we don't even see the red flags.
Yes.
Sometimes those red flags be sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Sometimes you like to date a little drug dealer on the side, but you know it's a little dangerous, but it's still kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a red flag.
Why do women do that?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's given protection. It's given. I don't know what it's giving. I don't know.
I'm not looking at you because you dated.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just looking at. Oh, speak on it. Well, speak on it, Tashaw.
Edit that out.
is it really that glamorous?
No, it's not that glamorous at all.
It's kind of actually quite scary.
I mean,
when you start getting older and you have stuff to lose, you'd be like, I don't know if this is going to work. You can't keep putting a gun in my trunk. Like, I got shit to do.
Right. Why I got to hold $30,000 for you?
$30,000 in this purse? All right. Okay.
All right. So,
but you know, sometimes we don't see the red flags, and sometimes we don't care about the red flags. We don't care. They have lights on them, flares. We don't care. But then we be mad because, you know, should have listened.
Paint them green.
Paint them green. Okay.
Exactly. So that's pretty much what this song embodies. But
I love that.
So that
concept.
First line is going to be the one.
And you're one-liners, man. In all the songs.
Yes.
You
see, yes.
With all of them.
The bars.
Really?
So, okay. Yes.
Get my pen. My pee me on fire when it wanna be. But when I don't got nothing, I ain't got shit.
Hey, that's the creative process.
But that's boy, okay.
I can be driving down the street like, ooh.
You got it.
If y'all didn't know, Dimples used to be a rapper back in the day.
Ooh, I've been in two groups. Yeah. I was the rapper and the singer and a DJ in one of the. It was a lot going on. We'll talk about that whenever you want to get to it, but yes.
Yeah, we're gonna talk. Yeah, we got a lot more shit to talk about, after this song. So
okay.
But, all right, let's name a track.
Yeah, this track is called No Good.
No Good.
And it's very self-explanatory if you listen to the lyrics. I'm telling you all the reasons why you're no good. We are no longer in love. This is the last entry of
Final
the diary.
and I will say this, fellas, take notes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Please. Ladies too.
You got me fucked up and you know it. Here you go again with them roses. That ain't gonna fix what's broken. Never giving you my heart again. Should've known so calculated. Seen them red flags waving, but I chose not to see. Cause I wanted what I wanted when I knew that you wasn't no good for me. You were no good. Calculated, seen the red flags waving, but I chose not to see. Cause I wanted what I wanted when I knew that you wasn't no good for me. You were no good. Too damn good for you.
Wow.
Such a good song.
Wow, wow.
The whole freaking album.
And I like it because it's actually, let's get there. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Oh my God, I'm sweating.
It's hot in here.
Bullets.
You
right
should
now.
Be. Whew. Because.
I got that out. We need more.
That's the idea. She's smart.
Give
because
us more.
Because my artist, Dewan Turrentine, he does the same thing. He gives you a little snippet, and then you want more, you got to go buy the rest of the stuff or get the album or whatever. So you doing it smart. But these are great songs.
Thank you so much.
Wow. I like because it's got that slow jam feel to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, if you have a baby by whatever song, listen, let me know. This will be my godchild.
Fair enough.
Loving Sin City. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. Wow. So, yeah, you got any questions?
So. Where can people, you know, check it out or download and follow you as well?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Dimples Music. There is no Z. It is D-I-M-P-L-E-S for Sam Music. M-U-S as in Sam, I-C. I don't know why people want to put a Z in it. This ain't that.
Yeah,
and the reason why it's Dimples Music is because there is somebody on every platform. His name is Dimples, and I get confused with him, so I had to put something on the end. So it's Dimples Music.
I love it.
If you follow me, I will follow you back. Boom. It's dropping tonight at midnight on all the platforms. Your favorite platform will have it. Tidal, Spotify, YouTube, YouTube Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio.
Apple Music.
iTunes?
I was
going to
say, that's the one I'd be using. I was like,
what else? Spotify. And God willing, on your local radio station.
Yes.
I'm putting it into the atmosphere.
Yes. Woo. Yes. This needs to be on 88.1.
Yes.
And
sure you guys
I'm
follow.
Working on that as we speak.
You let me know. I know Craig.
I know Larry.
No.
I know who you're talking about. DJ Benzo.
DJ Benzo.
He played. He has some of my stuff in rotation. Rest in peace to DJ Certified.
Yes. And we're having DJ Kelly on.
Oh, okay.
So
that's cool.
Yeah. So
I love DJ Kelly.
Yeah. So I'm definitely give her that. Make sure she.
Thank
gets
you
this,
so much.
Because she needs it too. So.
So yeah, we got something called the good, the bad, and the R&B.
Okay.
So since we're talking about your album today, let us know one good memory about your album.
Okay.
One bad memory.
Okay.
And our R&B question is, who is in your playlist right now?
Okay. So the first question was a good memory.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The good memory for me is, have you seen that meme where Kanye West, like, he creeps up to a piano and he hit a note and then he walks away? So I have this thing where, like, if I text somebody something and I'm really, like, nervous to do it or have anxiety about it, I, like, text them and I throw the phone. Slide it somewhere.
Like,
so
it never happened.
Yes. So after I met Sauce, he asked me if I had his, like, he gave me his contacts. So I was like, okay, I'm good, because I let him hear Fairy Tales. And my cousin was like, if he asked you for your number, like, he probably would do something with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I had this bright idea to hit my cousin up, who's a writer. They work together. And I said, do you think if I ask Sauce, like, to record, like, he'll let me come to his house and record? And he was like, my cousin is like, girl, just ask him, like, just do it, like, what are you scared of? Like, it's Sauce. I'm like, okay. And I was like, hey, just wondering, like,
did you use that voice?
Yes. Hi. In my text voice. Text. Hey. Yeah. And I'm paraphrasing because I probably didn't say this exactly. I'm like, hey, just wondering, like, if I write to one of the beats you sent me, like, can I record with you? And he was like, girl, yeah, come through when you're ready. And I'm like, oh shit. So when I text him, I through that shit, and I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna say no. He's worked with everybody. Who the fuck am I? I'm just this girl from Vegas. Like, he's gonna say no. And then he was like, yes. Pulled up, super cool, super humble, super nice. So for me, that was a good thing, because I learned so much from him. With him being such a legend in my mind, I learned so much from him. I don't even think he knows that he taught me things, but like even with just like breathing, pronunciation.
Oh wow.
Maybe let's try this, let's change that, let's add this. Like those are things that an artist kind of need to, like, you know, get some input from outside sources too. So for me that was good because I was burning inside, like, he gonna say no, then I gotta go to his house and then I gotta beat him up and, like, you know. So
Vegas style.
Yes, like if he say no, I'm gonna kick in the dough. No, but that was good for me because I was so nervous to, like, text him and reach out.
I love
so nervous, like, to the extreme.
Yeah,
it was
ridiculous. A lesson probably for your listeners, our listeners.
So when I go to his house, he's like, girl, why are you so, like, why are you acting like, I'm like, because it's you. He was like, okay. And then?
And then?
Okay. So, yeah, that was a good experience. To be able to have somebody like that, that I can reach out to on the phone, he texts right back. So that's always good. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So that was good. Bad is me overthinking, overanalyzing, preparing.
Yeah, because I found out that Dope Shit was on the shelf for 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
You know, so she's
that's a toxic trait.
So I know you have to have your team.
I recorded them songs that y'all heard in April of last year.
These songs,
last year.
I believe it was April,
not 2023.
No, if I'm not mistaken, I think Temples. It was April.
What are you doing?
Overanalyzing, doing everything, changing shit.
Well, it's sounding good.
What did I do? Got changed like 2 or 3. It was a slow song, and then it got sped up. And then
the tempo got
Sin City started out as one thing and ended up as another. And shout out to Dante Gaston, who came in and played the bass guitar on that bitch and made it a live sound.
Yeah.
We did something with the drums that I never did before, which was more live. If you listen to the second verse of Love and Sin City, if you play it on like a system, like it sounds live, like it's given, it's a big sound, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want to go with the drum pad.
Yeah,
right.
I wanted it to sound like I wanted a big sound.
So wait, so you had an actual drummer in the studio.
So the producer did all the drumming when I wasn't there. I don't know if he played or had somebody else play it, or I don't know how he did it, but he had his cousin is a bass player. He was like, "Do-do-do, come through."
Yeah,
I didn't even know he was doing it. He came through. He Tito Jackson that thing, and then boom. So if you listen to the end, more towards the end, there's more like guitar, which I love.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty dope.
Wow.
So the bad thing for this project was me overthinking, me being Dimple's music and overthinking and going back to the studio and doing this part again and changing that and all that. So that's the bad part.
No, I was saying, because I'll be stalking you on your IG. And
I need just about 100 more of you, and then I'll be rich. Go ahead.
I'll get 100 more white folks.
Please, and thank you.
But I see you in the studio, and I'm like, okay, she's working on something. That was last year.
Yes.
Gee, what a curse. Damn, that's a long.
Yeah, that was April. I'm literally coming back around. So my goal is to. I was trying to play with sounds and make shit sound different and make shit sound polished. That if somebody that is an established big artist came on and then Dimple's music came on, that you wouldn't see or feel a difference in that, in the quality of the music and the sound of it, all that. So I wanted it to be.
It's there.
Something.
It's there. Great. I mean, you know, like I told you before, you are the most polished, independent A-list artist that I know of.
Y'all heard it here first.
For real. For real.
And from something. I'll tell you later.
Thank you. Okay.
No, I'm saying I'll tell you like during this process or this interview. Oh. I don't want to get off track because you know how we do.
Yeah, that's why she's here.
Gotcha. Okay.
She keeps it going.
Gotcha.
All right.
No. I'm just kidding.
And now R&B. Who is in your playlist right now? Who's inspiring you?
Who is in my playlist? Let me think about it. Who am I listening to? I don't think.
Guess who's on? King Gas.
Okay, King Gas. He needs you to come down.
Please, thank you.
He told me to plug him in, so I'm plugging him in. Come down to the station because you're dope. And we need Tiana Shy because she's dope.
Yes.
We all need to come on down.
Come on down. Please, sir. Please.
But, what was the question? Who in my playlist?
Yeah, who's on your playlist?
Let me close my eyes. Today.
Who's on the playlist? Y'all, I don't really have anybody on the playlist for real. I loved WizKid's album, Made in Lagos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I still listen to Donnell Jones' first album, like it came out yesterday, which is nuts.
Same. Wait, Donnell Jones has a new album out?
She's saying she listened to his first, like it came out yesterday.
Oh, he re-released it. You re-released it?
You know what? I'm gonna say this out loud, and I know somebody in my live by the name of Salima is gonna probably slap me. But I went to SZA's concert.
I was there.
I saw you were there.
Yeah,
I went to SZA's concert, and I loved how she doesn't sound like anybody else, and the way she performed her music. If you weren't a fan, you can at least appreciate the artistry. I will say that. So I've said it out loud.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know who else is in my play. I don't really listen. Y'all, I've been listening to podcasts.
Okay. You've been listening to podcasts?
I listen to podcasts like no tomorrow. So I don't really have anyone in my playlist for real.
That's good.
I don't know. I listened to 702 like they came out yesterday. So I probably do need to like listen to some newer artists. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's who's.
Well, our podcast is on your list, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So I want to make sure.
Duh. Yeah. She said duh. And that's all I got. I don't know. I don't really. Because I be listening. I be trapping and rapping in my car.
Oh, yeah. For the day.
Yeah, that's me. I'm.
Hey, you know what? I can relate.
Yeah. Pulling up to you. Like, that's. I'm in the car. Then, like,
that's what we want to hear, though. Whatever it is that you listen to.
Let me see. I can't really think right now, though. That's the crazy part.
Well, you know. Well, look. This is. She's a rap head.
Okay.
So, you know. Yeah. So, two rap. You know, y'all. You know. Mm, who's your favorite rap artist?
I can't
think of
nobody right now.
You're a rap artist. Who's your favorite rap artist?
Jay-Z.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I can't talk about Jay-Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was saying, I'm going to think. Jay-Z's my guy.
Or Drake. I can't talk about Jay-Z or Drake around this one right here. She will slice me to the red meat.
I do. So if people have like artists that they think I should listen to, let me know because I'd be in my own little bubble.
Have you heard Mariah the Scientist?
I've heard of her. I think I follow her on one of my pages.
Yeah, she's pretty dope. Up and coming new artist. Or she's been around for about a year now.
Okay. So, well, yeah, send me some people so I can get tuned in, because I'll be on the podcast
some artists
too.
Out there.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Callie.
Okay, I know Callie.
Georgia.
I got put on to Georgia yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, she's so good.
Who else? That's quite a
who's
few.
Who's that artist?
Cleo.
Cleo,
yes,
right?
Yes, Cleo Soul.
Cleo Soul.
Yes, I got put literally like 2 days ago. Like, I be in my own, when I say I'm in my own bubble.
Me too. Can't tell me nothing.
Summer Walker. You like her?
No. I like her live. I think the way she sounds live is ridiculous. She sounds like the record, which a lot of people don't.
No.
Her voice is so crisp. She don't got to do a whole lot. She can literally just sit there and it sounds just like the record.
Well, we've had you do a live here. Sing live, and the one thing I could tell by an artist that really knows how to sing and knows how to do control, vocal controls when breathing, when they do live, is when you do it live and you can understand where you hear. You sounded just like your record when you did Fairy Tales. You sounded just like when you did what was the first song you did? I forgot the
What's Up.
What's Up. You sound just like
that.
That
is
you know
my golden
saying?
Life, child.
So you know, so crazy. I didn't put no texture on your vocals. I probably made a little tab of reverb, and that was
give
it.
Me a little reverb, thank
yeah,
you.
But a little. You know what I'm saying? You know, so that's a testament of how your vocal is projected.
I'm still a student, though. I do want to take classes. I do want to get better. And when I was in a group, there were four people. DJ So Hype was one of the people in my group.
No shit.
Oh,
yes.
That's like family right there.
Yes.
Yeah,
he can contest to this. He can contest to this shit right here. We were in a group of four people. He was a rapper. I was singing and rapping. We had a girl who sang and danced her ass off. And we had a dude that was like, he could sing, sang somebody down.
What?
We got put together, kind of like literally like making the band. We all met on the same day. We all sang. They wrote a song for us. It was the craziest thing. I remember working 4 to 12 back in the gap. I would get off from work at midnight, make it to the studio about 12:30, 12:45. We would be in the studio till the next morning, like 6, 7, 8 o'clock. DJ So Hype spent his 21st birthday in the studio. recording our project.
Wow.
We slept. When I tell y'all, we had a house. We had a house, mom. A house that we stayed in. We had, I guess you would say he was kind of like security. He kind of made sure we were good. We had a manager, a vocal coach, a producer. And we had to work out every single day and sing while working out. Jumping jack singing, running singing. We had to perform full out. And if anybody messed up, we had to start all the way over. We had media training. We had, what else?
And this wasn't a major record label? It sounded like it.
We were working our way to a showcase for that purpose. But shit fell through. I don't remember what happened. But
yeah.
We worked our asses off. Like, there were times where I didn't see my family for it was like a 6 to 8 month like stretch.
Really?
Wow. So we worked our asses off.
Now, did a project come from that, or
it did not? We have a lot of singles, but we didn't come out as a group.
That's crazy.
Great. When I tell you, I learned so much. That's why I like doing 12 hours in the studio ain't shit.
Wow.
I slept in the studio. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
And I mean, when you in a group, the way we had it, even if, let's say we're all in a group and let's say everybody's part is done except for mine, mm-hmm. y'all still got to come to the studio because we're a group.
Yep.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter that you're done. You need to get your ass here because he got to do his part.
Yeah.
Period. And if your shit ain't up to par, you getting off the song. It's somebody taking your spot.
Damn.
Dead ass. We had like hours to learn, like a couple days to learn a song. Full out.
Damn.
Like, it was crazy. It really was.
That like, sound like a boot camp almost.
Yes.
It was given making the band without going to get no cheesecake, because I wasn't going to get no cheesecake.
Not the cheesecake.
I'll drive and I ain't walking now. Hold on.
It's like 6 miles that cheesecake.
But I mean, yes.
I want goat monk. Goat milk.
Yes. So we weren't allowed to lip sync. We weren't allowed to do shit. Like, it was literally a boot camp.
Wow, that's dope. I like
that. That is really dope. And I feel like that's
that was
needed.
The best shape I was in my entire life.
And that
so needed
that that developed your vocals at that time.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
it developed my stage fright went away because I was like, bitch, I'm tired. I don't want to do this shit again. Let's get this shit right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do your shit. I'm gonna do my shit. We're gonna do our shit because I don't want to do this again. Because if somebody mess up, we got to start all the way over.
Yeah.
From the top.
Yeah.
Full out again. Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No ham. No, thank you.
Damn.
So yeah, it was rough.
Rough, rough, rough.
But it created like a work ethic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how you... Now, look at you now.
Exactly. It's nothing to you.
Yeah, it's quite a journey.
They prepared you for this moment.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's next for you, Miss Dimples?
I just need to get this off of me. Download it, stream it. Tomorrow is my birthday. It's dropping tonight on all platforms. I just needed to get this off.
Yes.
Off my shoulders, like done. And I've been thinking of video. See, now my mind is like video concepts.
Yeah,
live
you gotta get some visuals on.
More
yeah.
photos.
Yeah.
Like all these things. So it doesn't stop.
Well, if you need someone that
I do, I hired you already.
Boom.
I didn't even get it out.
And then my new DJ start. Here.
Okay. Yeah. Lottis. Yeah, he could be your DJ. Okay. Well, you could be her manager. Well, yeah. You already got
we
a manager.
We in the group, though.
Right. The TD, what's it called?
DTS.
Yes.
Or TDS.
TDS,
yeah.
STD.
You heard it. I remember when you guys were talking about it.
You heard it first. You heard it first. Dimples has hired me for the front of house engineer. You heard it first.
Lord.
Boom.
Yes.
So.
It's
well, good. Well, you know, this is great. We're so happy that you came to our platform.
Told you I was coming back.
You know, you are a woman with your word.
I try to be.
You know, and I appreciate you so much. This means a lot to me in so many levels, you know, just because you are busy. You know what I'm saying? So to take the time to drive far.
I got dressed in the car.
And got dressed in the car?
That's I'm used to it, though. Call me Clark Kent, bitch. One time, my shit's already in the car.
And she does. And she has a hair company, too.
I do.
Yeah, what's the get
give it?
Hairparty.com. It's where you're going to get the top quality hair extensions, honey. If you go anywhere else, you're crazy.
Right.
I mean, like, why would you do that? It's stupid.
I was trying to buy something from you, but
I have it on hand because if you're going.
So you gotta let me know when you get it because she wants a.
Okay.
I'm hooking her up.
Okay. But yes, we got bundles, tape ins, clip ins, raw Indian, wavy, curly, straight. You name it, we got it. Period.
Ahoyaparty.com.
Well, I am excited. I cannot believe it.
I'm relieved, y'all.
12 o'clock.
I'm 12 literally o'clock. You guys. Sweating.
Make you sure y'all download her literally music. Sweating. Stream it.
Yes, it's going to go live at midnight. Oh my gosh. Pre-save it by clicking the link in my bio on Instagram, Dimples Music. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a cousin to stream that thing.
Stream it. Well,
stream it.
Download it.
This is so fun.
You guys, you know, you guys heard it first right here on R&B Live podcast. I'm speechless. I can't really like close it out because I'm so speechless right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want this woman
so
to leave.
So good.
I don't want her to leave.
I mean,
so but, good.
Know. But we're gonna definitely get you back next year.
Which is like in 3 days, which is crazy.
No, it's not 3 days.
It is.
It's like next week.
It's already February.
Yeah. Well, it really is already.
No, seriously.
Hey, that is funny. That is funny because like my whole month is already booked for work.
Yeah, January's already.
You know, CES is coming in, so yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's about to be lit.
It's got to be. So, I want to ask, you know, like, you know, before you go,
okay,
you know, you're gonna come on the show, and you're gonna perform these tracks.
Indeed.
I'm gonna see if I could have it to the point that it's gonna be like a live situation.
Okay.
Like not here.
Okay.
Somewhere that's gonna be in a studio.
That'd be cool.
You could have 200 of your closest friends.
How many?
200.
Sheesh. All right.
Close.
What?
200 close friends.
I'm like, what?
200 close friends.
Okay. Maybe 200 acquaintances.
Okay.
Or 200 people that know you.
Okay.
How's that?
That's okay. Cool.
And I'm gonna try to set that up.
Okay. 200. Let's
maybe 100.
199.
199.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's including the staff and and us and everything.
Got you. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. We're gonna. That's gonna be something major. That I'm gonna be working with this young lady because she needs it. We need
that.
R&B needs it. So
I appreciate
her headlining something that's her own needs to be done.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna make it happen. We're gonna back it. We're gonna financially back it. All that stuff. You heard it first right here. I said it.
He said it.
Make
sure y'all save this alive.
Well, we are recording this. So,
a lot
of
receipts in this live, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of receipts in this live.
You
yeah,
don't want no problems.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just want to say thank you.
Thank you,
Miss Dimples. You know.
Thank you.
You know, and please, you guys come go back. Stream this. Please go stream her music.
Stream the hell out of it. Stream it so much you get sick of it.
All of it.
Okay.
Will do.
All of it.
Sick. When I see you,
I will.
I should be able to say what's your favorite verse on this song, and you should be able to blurt it out word for word.
Ooh.
If you don't, I'm going to come and find you. Stream it till you can't stream it anymore.
Damn,
is
I need
she
it.
Serious?
Yes.
I'll definitely be
tired of being nice.
If I just get the verse, I mean the chorus, I'll be
the
okay.
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
Whole thing. Damn, bridge and all.
Well, you better make sure on Spotify it has the lyrics
yes,
on there.
Yes, I'm going to do that tonight.
You doing that tonight?
Just for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, I need the lyrics.
Because I need to follow along and sing along.
But seriously, thank y'all so much. You did not have to have me here, and you do. Because I've been doing something else with your time, and you're doing this with me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Ooh, I'm just glad to get it off my back.
It's done.
And let it go
you
and release.
It. It's in the world.
The
though.
End.
There you go.
She's so nervous. I
don't know.
These are your babies.
They are.
Yes.
So I see it in her face. She's like,
I resonate with Erykah Badu. Like yeah. I'm sensitive about my shit.
Okay? That's how you know you're really doing it for real.
Yeah, I'm mm-hmm. Yes.
For real.
I don't have no time to be playing.
Well, you know, then I'm okay for you to, you know, when it takes a while for it to come out.
I needed the sound to be right.
Yeah.
I needed it to sound like some, like I want. If nothing else, I like to, for me, if there's an artist and let's say I'm not a fan of their type of music or their song or anything, I can still point out that the production is good.
Yeah.
The lyrics are good. The content is good.
I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I can appreciate it still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So even if you hate every song on here, you can at least say she put hard work into it.
Mm-hmm.
She took her time. It doesn't sound like anything she's done. Mm-hmm. It sounds like she grew.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how that matters. Pretty much what this project is. Same,
yeah, for sure.
You know, So
that's the goal.
You should be proud of yourself.
I am. I'm just really shy deep down inside.
It's okay. Nah, you gotta rock it. You gotta, but yes, let it shine.
It's done now.
Yeah.
I'm shy too.
It's up.
I'm shy too.
It's up.
Well, look, you get the claps.
Thank you. No pictures. Thank you.
And well, we're gonna close it out right now. And
can I play one of her songs on the closeout?
Oh, yeah. You are. Oh.
Will you?
Yes.
Honestly, right. I'm not even gonna lie.
Hey. I think he's feeling
it. The very first one, I was really feeling it. I was like,
Love Is in City. Yeah, hell.
And then I'm gonna blend it with some other stuff.
Blend. Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
We'll stay
I'll
on.
Blend it.
We'll stay on.
I wanna know what you. What are you gonna blend it? Okay.
Okay.
Blend it.
DJ.
Just drop it.
Here we go. A bomb or something like
DJ Lawless. Here we go.
Ooh.